99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Show is called The Weekend every Saturday morning. On the phone with us is Dean DeLulio of the Carson Nugget, which is celebrate. Is it today, Dean? And what is the Carson Nugget doing today to celebrate 70 years? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, John. We have our 70th year anniversary. We were born March 5th, 1954, and This is the month that we are celebrating the big 7-0 at the Carson Nugget. I believe it's the third oldest gaming license in the state of Nevada today.
You should hire me as the Carson Nugget birthday baby because I was born in June 1954. I am a Carson Nuggets year. Oh, my God, that's amazing. I don't want to look at that 7-0,
that is,
though.
Well, that means a lot of good things happened 70 years ago.
Well, what? Tell us from the beginning how this all happened and how Carson Nugget became the place in Carson City, Dean.
Well, John, as you know, we've run the best comedy club in Carson City for 9 years in a row, and we got to meet this guy named Jimmy Failla. And Jimmy started selling out one show, two shows, three shows in one night. And so our club was a little bit small. So we turned the club into Gina's Living the Good Night Lounge with live entertainment every weekend. And we created a thing called the Grand Showroom. Grand Showroom seats 275 people. We do two shows tonight. We're bringing in Kennedy from Fox News and Kennedy Saves the World podcast. She's fantastic talent. And you might, if you've been around for a while, you might remember her from MTV. She was a
yes.
MTV VJ.
Yeah, we shared MTV memories last weekend when I was talking to her. Well, speaking of those names, Dean, how do you get these big names? And Carson Nugget is always, I mean, Carson City, big names. I remember you had Mickey Rooney there just before he died, and I should have gone to that show because that was history right there. But celebrities, real celebrities, and, you know, a lot of casinos, even Las Vegas, they don't really deal with celebrities as much anymore. To Vegas, a celebrity is like a nightclub DJ or a Dancing with the Stars celebrity. Those are celebrities now, but you have the real names, Dean. How do you get them?
Well, I can tell you, Jimmy Failla is one of the secrets. Jimmy just fell in love with Carson City. Fell in love with the Carson Nugget. He's been back four times. His shows always sell out. And he just started talking us up with the comedy routed tours with celebrities that he knows. You know, he got his start in this place called Gotham Comedy Club in New York. And everyone that's anyone has played the Gotham. And so they all know each other. And we're just tapped right into that New York pool of talent, and they come out here, and Carson City just treats them great, and the shows always sell out, and people just dig it. So it's working, and the word's getting out there how beautiful the showroom is, and you know, we've been going for the year and a half in that new showroom. Every single month, it's been a big headline act. Tonight we've got, you know, two great comedians kicking it off with Howie Knave and Oscar Ovius, and then we go right into Kennedy, and Kennedy's going to be telling some great stories. She's got a great show. She's done the show before with Jimmy Failla. She's toured with Jimmy Failla, and everyone just loves Kennedy.
Obviously, the showroom, the comedy club, that is must be your pet project there. But 70 years, Carson Nugget, what else is going on in the casino to honor that, Dean? You have anything planned?
Yeah, we're giving away $120,000 in our Lucky Bucks promotion, and it's a big, big promotion. There's over 2,000 winners. There's drawings every 2 hours. So we're giving a lot of money away. Last night we had the most incredible wine dinner. Bout Town Deb brought in some of her great wines. We drank some great Malbecs, and you know, every month we have a wine dinner. So if you like wine, Carson Nugget is the place to go. Ironically, last night was the 70th wine dinner we've hosted for the 70th anniversary. The numbers just worked out. It wasn't planned that way, but we've hosted 70 wine dinners since I've been at the Nugget, and that's a lot of good cuisine and a lot of good wine.
How long have you been in the business, Dean?
In the industry, I've been in the industry 40 years, and I've owned the Nugget for 10 years.
How has the business changed? How has the Nugget changed? I mean, we all have the favorite, awesome memories of how things used to be. You know, that's just the nature of the beast. You know, we love our nostalgia. But some things have improved since they used to be. What was it like when you first entered the business and the changes we've seen since then?
Well, 40 years ago, table games used to be the hot thing, and then slots slowly became the big moneymaker. But it's not really all about gambling anymore. It's about entertainment. It's about the experience. I think the most radical change in the gaming industry is the food. I think that the food used to be populated by average buffets, and now it's populated by fantastic cuisines. Everyone's got to have a great steakhouse. We've got Angelina's Italian Steakhouse, where we serve the best New York steak you've ever had, prime rib, ribeye, you name it. And the wine and beverage, I think, in the industry has just changed quite a bit. Everyone seems to be a lot more knowledgeable and have a much greater appreciation for good culinary. So, I think that's a national trend. And it definitely affects the gaming industry because we've got to put our best foot forward to have the best cuisine and the best service.
Yeah, it's a great trend. Listen, I've been a Reno Carson guy since the 1970s, and I tell people all the time, you don't know how good we have it here. Because I was talking last Saturday about my, I think it'll be my last trip to Vegas, and my gosh, Dean, they charged me over $20 a day to park in their parking garage to the hotel guest. I'm a hotel guest, and they charged me. And that wasn't even part of the resort fee. It was separate from the resort fee. So altogether, they're charging me like $80-some alongside the cost of the room. We don't have to deal with any of this BS here. You know, it's just a wonderful thing to have without the stress and the crowds and the come up with this fee and that fee and such like that. We got to keep it the way it is right now. It's a beautiful thing, Dean.
I agree. I spent 25 years in Vegas, and it was a great era, but it's changed. Northern Nevada still offers value, and you know, it's just so beautiful up here. Most people don't truly appreciate how beautiful Lake Tahoe is. And how beautiful Reno and Carson City is. And, you know, Carson's at the foothills of the Sierra. I mean, you look at Carson City and you see that beautiful backdrop and you're 20 minutes away from looking at the water. The proximity is just incredible. And you don't get any of that in Las Vegas. Northern Nevada is just so beautiful. And you're right. The value is still here. We are not like Southern Nevada. We're completely different and still very local based. Even the Reno Strip properties. I was in the El Dorado the other day and, you know, great service. And they just, you know, they treat you like all the other local joints and just want you to come back and have a great experience. So the value and the customer service, still the best, Northern Nevada.
I can't wait till it really warms up, Dean. Sit in that courtyard at the Carson Nugget there, right by your little wine bar. Sit outside with the tables and people watch on Carson Street, which is almost like a lit up Mayberry. It's a special feeling. I'm a big fan. What happened to all the old places that used to be in Carson? I mean, you did have quite a bit of casino competition. I think you just have one now. What happened to all the old places? In Carson City?
Well, there's still a lot of great things happening in Carson City. And you're seeing restaurants pop up. nice restaurants pop up that's going to mm-hmm. surround it. And there's a big downtown development project happening over the next 2 to 5 years, which is going to really reshape Carson City. So, you know, Carson City was, quiet little sleepy place that's really starting to roar. And it's things are changing. And I can't tell you everything, but I will tell you in 2 years, you will not recognize Carson City's downtown.
Tell us about this downtown project. Didn't we already just remake Carson Street downtown?
Well, that was step one, and it was a beautification project. And now if you walk around Carson, if you do the wine walk or the beer crawls or all the fun things that Carson City offers, it's beautiful and the sidewalks are beautiful. But what we're talking about is right next to the Capitol, right next to the Carson Nugget, there's going to be a massive project happening. And it's going to be beautiful. It's going to transform all of Carson City, and you know it's going to change the entire streetscape. And it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. I think you're going to see it happen everywhere in Northern Nevada. You can see it happen in Reno. You can see it happen in Sparks, just because it can. It's ready for it. Everyone's exiting California to come to Northern Nevada because it's a great quality of living. The cost of living's low, and the air's clean, and you're minutes away from Lake Tahoe.
It's awesome. Dean, tell us about the big party tonight one more time for folks who just joined us. We have Kennedy on stage and stuff. Are tickets still available for the big doings for the 70th anniversary tonight?
Yes, they are. There's two shows, 6 and 8 o'clock. There's only a few. I think there's 5 VIP tickets left at 6, and I think there's 10 VIP tickets left at 8 o'clock. So there are tickets. You can get them by going to ccnugget.com and just tapping on the Kennedy button at 6 or 8. We do have general admission tickets available for both shows, but if you get a chance, make sure you sit on the floor at one of the VIP tables up front. It's a great experience. Kenny does meet and greet for everyone, whether you're at the show or not, in the casino, immediately following the 6 o'clock show and the 8 o'clock show. So come on down to the Carson Nugget, and I guarantee you'll get a chance to meet Kennedy. She is so pretty, and she is so nice, but, man, this girl is sharp as a whip. She knows her stuff. So I challenge you, have a good question when you come to the Carson Nugget. You see Kennedy, give her a good question, and she'll knock it out of the park.
You know, you just took me back to the 70s there with that meet and greet. That was a thing that celebrities did after the shows in the showroom. You know, the meet and greet, they'd sell a couple of maybe T-shirts and stuff, but you got to talk to them. And the last meet and greet I went to was the Australian Bee Gees in Las Vegas. I think they're the only ones doing it in Las Vegas. And I went up to the meet and greet and started talking to them about my love for the Bee Gees. And the Australian Bee Gees told me to, quote, move along, because I wasn't buying their stuff. That's a shame.
No, but not at the Carson Nugget.
Okay.
Celebrities are so down to earth. They're down to earth. They'll talk to you all night long, and it's just a great experience.
All right. I promised the folks I'd ask you this question, Dean. I was talking about the cooler. Do casinos hire coolers working in the casino to kill the good vibes that winners are having at the tables? You know the movie The Cooler with William H. Macy and Alec Baldwin? Well, somebody's on Reddit wanting to know how he can get a job as a cooler in a casino because he has terrible luck. Is this a real thing?
I think it's a lot of Hollywood. You know, ours is about a guest experience. We want people to win. We want people to have a great time. We want people to yell and scream. I've never even heard, other than the movie, using a cooler. That is crazy. The only coolers we have in the industry keep our beer nice and cold,
right.
And that's about it.
Well, darn, I lost another option for a future career.
Well,
darn,
it depends, John. We had a caller earlier who didn't want to go on the air, said he used to work for a casino in the south end of Reno, and they didn't call them coolers, they called them closers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the casinos believe in this juju because, Dean, you have to admit, when somebody's winning at a table, they switch dealers. I've seen it happen. Now, you know, I'm Carson Nugget's different. You want everybody to win. That's a wonderful thing, and that's why you're so popular. There, I saved the account.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of myths and rumors out there. You know, you talk to any good casino operator, and we just want to have a great experience. I mean, last night I personally handed a lady $18,000. She had a jackpot, and, you know, it's so fun to take a picture with them and hold the cash, and they get so excited, and it's great. I mean, so don't watch too much Hollywood. I go okay. into these local joints, and you'll see it firsthand. Yeah. You get great service, great food, and these okay. local joints pay. The local
movie
joints
wasn't
pay,
right.
so...
Yeah.
No,
Alec
movie.
Baldwin
That's
steered
Hollywood.
Me wrong
That's
again.
Hollywood.
Dean DeLulio, Carson Nugget, 70th anniversary. Hope I'm around to talk to you with your 80th anniversary here on the radio. Dean, thank you so much for being a great friend of the show and the station.
All right, John, we'll see you. And Jerry's coming and Brett's coming. The whole crew's coming down. So we'll see you guys tonight.
All right, Dean. Treat him well. Dean
okay.
DeLulio. Carson Nugget celebrating their 70th anniversary. Go to ccnugget.com and get your tickets to see Kennedy from Fox News on stage. I'm John Potter. Going to take a break briefly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1022.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, Northern Nevada. I'm John Potter. Weekend is the name of the show. Yes, it's live and local. Saturday mornings, 9 to noon, right here. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Oh, my goodness. A call from Kingston, Nevada. I know Kingston, Nevada, just south of Austin. I'm an Austin rat. I go to Kingston, home of the Kingston International Airport. Tim, I get my picture taken at that sign every single time. And let me ask you this. Is the, I think it's called the Silver Spur Bar. Is that still open in Kingston, Nevada?
It's the Lucky Spur.
And the Lucky
it's the
Spur.
Only business in town. Yep.
Yes.
A buddy of mine owns it, and it's a fabulous place. I recommend everyone visit
oh,
it.
Oh, I know, love talking to the owner. Yeah, He's a escapee from Los Angeles. I guess he was an electrician, and he set
no,
up this place.
There's a new yeah. guy out there. They just bought it a year ago, him and his wife. And
wow.
they're having their one-year anniversary, I think, coming up here next couple of weeks. So, no, it's a great spot. The only thing you have to be aware of is that you have to plan your trip because there are no services. There's no motel.
Nothing.
There's no store. Yeah, nothing.
It's amazing to me that this Lucky Spur business is in the middle of nothing, especially
literally.
Since, well, you lost, what happened to the bed and breakfast? I used to stay there all the time. It's gone now? You used to rent a cabin there?
That's correct, yeah. Someone else bought that, and it's not a bed and breakfast anymore, but there is an Airbnb place that actually is pretty nice in town. But you have to spend up for it, you know, a little bit.
Do you
but
live
you can,
in?
You can find that.
Do you live in Kingston?
No, I have a place out here. Yeah, that'll come part time out here.
Why do you live out near there, Kingston?
Because I love it. It's just, you know, the people are fantastic. I think I've made more friends out here than I have in 30 years living in Carson City. You know, it's just really close, good friends, and it's a great community.
You're a few minutes away from Austin. How's Austin doing?
Yeah, that's kind of, it's going to need a little bit of help there.
Yeah.
You know,
I used to love going there. You know what, Tim? There was a time when in Austin, I counted them. There were 11 bars in Austin and three or four motels. I always stayed at the Lincoln. And every night, the 11 bars would light up the town. It was really something. But then I drove through after COVID, and I was so depressed. Everything, I mean, after COVID, a year after COVID, and so many businesses never came back in places like Austin and Eureka.
Yeah, yeah. Eureka's a different animal, but Austin, it's they've got one restaurant that's kind of open, depending on if the cook shows up, and that's pretty much about it. Other than that, it's a gas station, you know. But, hey, I've got to tell you, though, I know you're running up on the clock, but I've got to tell you that, so going back to the map story, there was a guy literally setting up the Dish Network satellite at the Lucky Spur, and he ended up wanting to get back to back into town, Reno, as fast as he could. So he looked it up on Google Maps, and it took him, that Google Maps took him off the paved road, up over the Toyabe Mountains to get in, and he ended up getting stuck. And he ended up spending, or Dish Network paid $9,000 to have three different wrecking crews haul that guy out of the canyon. You know, this one guy.
I don't doubt that story, because Google Maps will sometimes do this crazy thing. And I just went through this a couple of weeks ago. It keeps wanting to put you on highways or something. And I said, this was a extra half hour rigmarole. I don't get it. But anyway, Google Maps doesn't understand Kingston. What can we say? Tim, I'm so glad you called, my friend. We'll have a drink at the Lucky Spur someday.
Yes, do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Give us a heads up.
Yeah, we'll do, Tim. Thanks. I'm John Potter, going to break for Fox News. And when we come back, Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas, the amazing Restore product. And I am a big proponent of this, and I feel like I'm reborn with, have you noticed a difference in this show? It's the Restore. And Derek's on with us next after Fox News. Once again, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:31.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
Name of the show is called The Weekend. I'm John Potter in the studio. Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas. All of Derek's products are based on his proprietary amino acid complexes. And he believes in amino acid complex, that they, you know, work on a cellular level. And we were just talking, and this blows my mind, you know, all the talk right now about Ozempic, Rigovi, and I forget the third one. But those are amino acid-based products to begin with.
That's correct.
So a real believer in the power that amino acids have, and that's what's in Restore, which is his Brain Health Formula, brainhealthformulas.com. So I'm going to ask you a weird question. How do the amino acids, and by the way, you do have a weight loss product.
That's correct.
Okay, it's called Fat Buster. It's about to go on your website. It's not there yet, but it's going to go on there. How is this effective and as similar to the Ozempic and products like that out there that everybody is trying to get right now?
Well, let's see. Oh, our Fat Buster formula is majority of it is based in a seaweed extract called fucoxanthin. Anyone who's looked into losing weight, I don't know if you've come across that. I watched a 45-minute video trying to find out what their secret components are and what their fat loss formula is, you know, other than injectables like Ozempic. And it turns out it's the same main ingredient that I use, which is called fucoxanthin. A 45-minute video talks about some exotic brown algae at the 7,000-foot lake isolated 200 miles off the country of Vietnam. But in this very specific place is brown algae, fucoxanthin. But fucoxanthin
This was tested.
Yeah. Fucoxanthin is in seaweed and kelp also. Fucoxanthin is fucoxanthin. Doesn't matter where you get it from, it's still fucoxanthin. And fucoxanthin has an enzyme in it specifically that converts white fat, which is what we store fat as white fat, and then there's an enzyme in our body that's supposed to be there that then converts it from white fat to brown fat, which then makes it a usable energy source. And we have had people lose up to 40 pounds in 2 months by not exercising, not changing anything dietary, not doing anything different than what normal is for that individual. We've had people lose 40 pounds in 8 weeks by doing nothing different, just by taking fucoxanthin. We've been able, and it also reduces cholesterol significantly.
And yeah, I'm reading, what, 60-80% here?
60-80% reduction, that's tested. Those are studies done on mice.
Mice lost weight, right?
Mice lost a tremendous amount of weight, and they specifically did this to see if it has that effect on cholesterol. And so with a 2% or 0.2% amount of fucoxanthin in their daily diet, mice lost 60-80% in LDL levels in less than 4 weeks. And if you compare that to other natural ingredients like red yeast rice takes 12 weeks to have a 16-22% reduction in LDL. So fucoxanthin can raise HDL, which is your healthy cholesterol, and reduce LDL, and it has significant reduction in 4 weeks.
But I'm blown away that this Ozempic and the Wegovy are based with amino acids, and you are the amino acid expert. That's what you have in your Restore formula, and you yourself are using this amino acid complex formula in your Fat Buster product. So why do we need to bother with this Ozempic and Wegovy?
It's simple, and it's not cheap. It's very expensive, but people want the quick fix. And so what Ozempic is, and the way the FDA and pharmaceuticals have coined it, is what the FDA, how FDA regulates drugs, is if it is longer than 40 chains of amino acids, then it can be considered a class 1, 2, 3, or 4 drug that you can only get from pharmacies. And
that's the rule. Huh?
That is the rule. That is the law. But however, if it's less than 40 amino acids, 40 chains long, it still can be classified as a drug. However, it does not limit pharmaceuticals and pharmacy only to get from a pharmacy. This is why you see all these companies on the TV and the internet promoting Ozempic-like, GLP-1-like results, because they can get it from outside sources, not through pharmaceutical companies. They are getting it directly from manufacturers, so they can sell it at a high dollar, less cheaper than you can get through pharmacies, so they can start making their own profits, which is still significantly higher than what you can actually get it for, because they still go through middlemen.
You're going to get your product, Fat Buster. You told me you didn't even have time to get the labels made for it yet, but you're going to put it on the website. You're going to sell it. You don't need a prescription for Fat Buster.
That's right.
But this is the same principle of amino acid-based effectiveness. And that's what Restore is all about. Got to talk about Restore. That's your granddaddy product here. That's what's made you so popular and why we keep bringing you back, of course. Restore is a brain health formula. I love it. It works great with me. My mind is popping. But it can help with the long-term side effects that we're hearing about in the news, having to do also with COVID vaccines. That's kind of an offshoot here of Restore. Well, tell us about that. How can this help with long-term side effects from COVID vaccines? And I know a lot of people are dealing with this.
It is. It's kind of catastrophic as far as I'm concerned. I did get the first two vaccines, mostly so other people feel comfortable with me. However, when I did get the vaccine, I took 4 capsules of Restore, within an hour after taking it, so I can kind of neutralize all these side effects. And so what COVID vaccines, I can go into detail about what they are, how they work, why they work, why they kind of work, and how it just reduces the extremities of the COVID virus.
They're still out there too, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. Without actually, so it will prevent you from dying most of the time. But what they're doing is, it's not really based in real science. It's based in more chemistry. So what the COVID vaccine does is that all pharmacies, all pharmaceuticals are all chemical based. And so what they've done is they've tapped into the epigenetics and to their genetic code, and have neutralized specific pathways in the epigenetics and genetics pathways to activate specific components of our immune system to make that aware. And that's why it's only temporary, but it's artificially activates specific pathways. So when you artificially, chemically isolate specific parts of the immune system, what that also does is it limits how the immune system can actually function. And so what pharmacies, pharmaceuticals, not pharmacies, pharmaceuticals and chemists don't recognize is how our genetic code actually works. So when you chemically alter our immune system, that disrupts how our immune system can actually function, and it blocks other pathways. They don't adapt to how all humans function. It's power by numbers. So if they can benefit 90% of the population, they don't care about the other 10%. That's how they function, because they benefit 90%. And it's unfortunate. However, it also gives companies like me and my company the opportunity to start correcting these. I view it as kind of an atrocity. I view it as kind of,
makes you mad.
Getting off. Yeah. It does. It really pisses me off, because It shouldn't be this way. We rely on these people to help us stay healthy, and here they are poisoning some of us because it's the greater good. But it's, since it's all chemical-based, it's chemically altering how our immune system functions.
And so many people, they still swear by, and doctors still swear by, the pharmaceutical companies. BrainHealthFormulas.com. The main product is Restore. Now, the Restore pills are not just for brain effectiveness. There's an interesting connection between your Restore product and cholesterol. What have you found out?
When we take Restore with the Fat Buster, we can significantly not only reduce cholesterol, but there's been a significant reduction in fat accumulation in total. And so as we age, the ability to store fat increases, and then our ability to convert that fat into usable energy reduces as well, because enzymes don't function the same as we age. And so with a combination of Restore and the Fat Buster, it reinvigorates those enzymes that are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. It reinvigorates those enzymes to convert white fat to brown fat and to be used as an energy source. And so our Fat Buster is 1 to 2 capsules per day. Taking the Restore on a regular basis can, in combination with Fat Buster, there's kind of limitless possibilities and potentials, because our Fat Buster formula is also our anti-tumor formula. We've been able to shrink all tumors with that formula in itself. So there's a tremendous, because tumors are composed of fatty acids.
Uh-huh.
They conglomerate in a specific area. So if we can keep the enzymes functioning that keep fatty acids separated until we can utilize them, because our brain is composed of cholesterol. 90% of our brain is all cholesterol based.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So if we take statins to reduce cholesterol uptake, then this is why people who are on statins kind of lose the ability for the brain function, because we don't uptake fats properly. And our central nervous system is composed of 90% cholesterol as well. So it's kind of a compounding negative effects by reducing the fat absorption, because it when we eat fat, when we eat foods with fat, and we don't have the ability to process it, the fat passes directly through the intestinal wall, gets into the blood supply, and then when we get blood tests, we have a high blood fat content, which usually means high cholesterol, and so we get put on statins. So instead of processing the fat, it actually reduces the possibility to process it, because so as we age, the enzymes just fade. And so what our Fat Buster and Restore do is that enables our body to process fats naturally, efficiently, and kind of gets us back to the way we were in our teens and 20s. And this is the kind of, we could look at it from an anti-aging perspective. It really invigorates what is natural to humans.
I think there's a lot of people like myself who have been prescribed statins made by pharmaceutical companies, and I took my statins for 2 days. I felt awful. I felt, the aches. I couldn't even get out of bed. And we are looking for an alternative product that will help with cholesterol and also, you know, your other formulas. BrainHealthFormulas.com. That's where you buy the products. We're going to open up the phone lines for questions for Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas at 884-9910. He's on for one more segment. on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We'll be back in a few. FM News Talk time, 10:49.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
The show is called The Weekend. I'm John Potter, live and local here with Derek Lee, who was, if you don't know Derek, he was diagnosed with over 13 autoimmune diseases, disorders. Within 4 years, he was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. He had to live with chronic fatigue syndrome for over 30 years, Graves disease, hemochromatosis, Parkinson's. My gosh, cerebral palsy, ALS. You had fully engaged dementia. This was in December 2019. And at that time, the only specialist that continued to treat him as a human being also estimated that Derek had less than 6 months to live. And that's why this man got in his lab and worked up this formula based on amino acids, which are so effective. Even the pharmaceutical companies are using them for things like Wegovy and Ozempic. That's quite a story, Derek. And so, Restore.
Restore.
Yeah.
What Restore does is it enables the brain to repair itself. I believe that as we age, the prime functionality of the brain wanes. It doesn't mean it can't be repaired. I know we've been trained to believe that the brain is irreparable. I'm here talking to you, John. I'm not a metaphor. I'm not an apparition. I'm here physically in person. Based on medicine and pharmaceuticals, I should have been dead 4 years ago. I'm still here because I've been able to repair my brain.
And you are sharp, my man. You really are. This is what a turnaround.
And so how Restore works is it provides the nutrients to the brain so the brain can start repairing itself. And as soon as the brain starts working on itself, it starts to repair all of our organs as well. So I get a lot of emails and calls about type 2 diabetes, as an example. If you take Restore for a month, you might not completely revert type 2 diabetes. However, if you take it for 3 months, you'll start to see all those glucose numbers shift because you cannot repair the signal from the brain to the pancreas in 1 month. Especially when you've probably had type 2 diabetes for much longer than a few years. And so by just continually taking Restore, even if you don't notice the benefits, even if you don't notice how it's working, trust me, it's working and it's having an effect. There's accumulation over time is going to only compound the abilities of what it's the effectiveness.
Let's go to the phone. Joe is calling from Reno. Questions for Derek at 884-9910. Joe, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question for Derek. Number one question is, the people that take statin drugs are also suggest that they also take CoQ10. And I've been on statin drugs for a long time. So is my wife. We're both in our 70s. And the question, what does Derek say regarding CoQ10 in relationship to taking the Restore medicine? Is it beneficial or is it just another pharmaceutical trick?
CoQ10 is beneficial. It's supposed to be able to combat the deficiencies of statins. I don't know. I'm a huge proponent of not getting on statins because it definitely compromises the ability for the brain to function normally. CoQ10 can benefit, especially if you're on statins. Astaxanthin might be more efficient because CoQ10 has a lot to do with the antioxidant perspectives. Astaxanthin, I believe, is a more efficient antioxidant. That's seaweed based. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
CoQ10 can't do anything bad, and you, okay, that's great. Joe, thanks for the call. You said you take calls? Do you take calls on your product? So what's your phone number?
And the phone number is 775-634-7789. You can call, email, message me through the website. I'll respond and get back to everyone as soon as I can. If I have not gotten back to you by phone, please call again. I do get pretty busy.
You are busy. You were telling me you have like 100 formulas already. But you sell few because you sell, you know, obviously what you think people are going to buy the most.
That's correct. We develop them in the off time. And when I think there's a benefit, I throw myself on the sword. I will push myself to extremely high doses to notice an effect. And if I don't notice an effect, the only thing that we put on our website is things that I know work. I'm not going to try and sell something that does not work. I spend a ton of money trying to get formulas to work for specific reasons. And if it does not work, I push it to the side because it doesn't. I'm not going to try and.
That's the way to do it, my friend.
I'm not going to try and sell something that does not work and has not had a benefit.
Derek, till next time, Saturday morning, join us, please. Once again, folks, the website, brainhealthformulas.com. Derek, have a wonderful day. I'm so glad you educated us more on this.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here.
All right. Going to break for Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:58.